The text for our meditation this morning is another gospel's account, really, of the words that you heard Jesus speak from the Gospel of Mark this morning. Again, as we talked about last week, and I believe the week before, the emphasis toward the end of the church year, and also now at the beginning of this church year, which today is the emphasis on the end of time, that last day, the second coming of Jesus Christ. If you want to get fancy and theological about it, you could say it's all about the parousia of Jesus Christ, his second appearing, okay, when he comes to bring a halt to the things of this world. And as we saw in Matthew's account of the same thing that Mark talks about this morning, Jesus issues that warning. It comes off as somewhat of a dire warning. You know, stay awake, be ready, be alert. You don't know when that time is coming. The Son of God, as he walked this earth, he tells us, didn't even know. Only God the Father knows when that time is, when that day is. And what I would like to do is consider or throw in with Mark's account this morning of those words of Jesus, the words that are not recorded by Mark that Matthew does record again in this same context. For the coming of the Son of Man will be just like the days of Noah. For as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark. And they did not understand until the flood came and took them all away. So will the coming of the Son of Man be. Now, I am not going to, in any way, shape, or form, be so pompous as to stand up here and tell each one of you today exactly what Jesus means by keeping awake or being ready. We can ponder many of the things that he says and put two and two together in many places, but Jesus himself just gives us pictures. Pictures of servants waiting for their master who've been in charge of his household, and basically need to be doing the proper things for the master because they don't know when the master returns, and they want to be found doing the proper things when he does come. But Jesus, what exactly do you mean by be ready, by be awake? Now, we have pondered that a little bit in the last couple weeks ourselves. Standing in faith in Jesus Christ is indeed to be ready. But I would venture to say that many people, when asked that very same question, are going to start giving us a long list of what we need to be doing and what we need to be avoiding. And in that way, we will be ready. I'm not going to do that because I don't know. I don't know exactly what it is to be ready other than to stand in faith in Jesus Christ. However, these words of Jesus about the days of Noah do give us just a little bit of a hint. Oh, not specifics. Jesus nowhere tells us, well, now be careful that you don't drink this stuff, or be careful that you don't eat that stuff, be careful that you don't go here, be careful that you don't associate with that person over there. He doesn't get that specific. But these words about the days of Noah do lay down some general principles, I believe, that might be somewhat helpful in our answering that question, what exactly does it mean to be ready? And certainly, the first thing that jumps off the page is the list of things that Jesus gives us about what was going on in the days of Noah. You heard them. For in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark. Now, what I ask you here, first off, is what is so sinful about those activities? Eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage. Jesus doesn't list anything sinful here. In other words, he says those people in Noah's day weren't necessarily engaged in sinful activity, folks. That isn't what made them not ready. There's nothing wrong with eating and drinking. There's nothing wrong with marrying and giving in marriage. Then what's the problem? We can only surmise that the people of Noah's day became complacent. And they were so wrapped up in those activities, in the everyday activities of life, in the everyday activities of staying alive, that they forgot all about God and His kingdom. Complacency. We'll be here tomorrow. We'll plan out our menu for next week. After all, that's what counts in this life. I'm going to go attend this party next week. That's so important to me. That's all important to me at this moment in time. That's complacency. Forgetting that God wishes to walk with us each and every day of our life, no matter what activity we are engaged in. The temptation today is to become very, very complacent. Needs and cares of life become all important. So important that they oftentimes snuff out the very thought of God Himself. Be ready, Jesus says. Avoid complacency. Jesus also says these words in Matthew's account. There will be two men in the field. One will be taken, one will be left. Two women will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken and one will be left. Interesting words. What do they mean? How do they tie in with being ready? Well, the person who is ready, at least, for Jesus' second coming recognizes one fact, and that is the irreversibility of God's judgment. One taken, one left. There is no change, Jesus says, after that. Jesus says in the next chapter of Matthew's Gospel, as we've talked about many times, in his version of what's going to happen on that last day, he talks about the separation of sheep from the goats. And he doesn't say that there is any change after that separation. Lord, give me a second chance. Now I know. No such thing. The individual who is awake and ready realizes that this life is not everything there is not all important, and recognizes the irreversibility of God's judgment. That, you see, is at least part of watchfulness and readiness. That is what the Christian life really is, a life of being alert, of recognizing the hand of God each and every day one is alive, of being in communication with God because that individual knows God cares and God wishes to be a part. We know our Lord is coming again. That's a fact. We don't know when He's coming. That's a fact. Jesus' words come to us this morning and ask us two simple things. Avoid complacency, my people. And please recognize the irreversibility of that judgment when it comes. Such an individual will be ready, will be awake, and will welcome the second coming of his or her Savior. Amen.